German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas has branded the U.S. president's policies towards Europe as, quote, irritating. Maas said Donald Trump annoys the European countries by describing them as an enemy of the United States, calling NATO into question. He also slammed Trump's tariffs on European products as absurd. The top German diplomat called the EU to develop a common foreign and security policy as well as a defense union. Earlier in the day, France also urged the EU to stop relying on the U.S. for its security.
Europe can no longer rely solely on the United States for its security. It is up to us today to take up our responsibilities and guarantee European security and consequently European sovereignty.
French President Emmanuel Macron said he will put forward new proposals for the EU to boost its security. He added the bloc needs to take new initiatives and build new alliances. According to Macron, France intends to launch an exhaustive review of its security with all its European partners as well as Russia. The U.S. under Trump has distanced itself from its traditional NATO allies. Trump claims they have long taken advantage of Washington economically. Now to discuss that more, we're joined by Eric Wahlberg, author and journalist. Thank you very much, Mr. Wahlberg, for joining us. Now, what is your take on this recent development? Do you believe that the EU will actually be bold enough to distance itself from the United States in terms of its security?
So Trump is pushing so hard it could get to that point. I think the Europeans are Europeans. They will just proceed in a reasoned way. And they have been doing that. Well, they've been doing that really since the 2000s, when earlier the Iranian sanctions, Europe was trying to set up a way of allowing trade to take place. But it's in a very tight situation now. And not only are they talking about defense and the European defense, but they're talking about setting up their own SWIFT, which is the way that money is transferred easily around the world. And it really is under the control of the U.S. Certainly it has veto control there. So they want to have their own SWIFT. And also, Maas was saying we've got to go into majority voting on some questions, and that the EU is based on consensus, it goes nowhere. It's the lowest common denominator, as Maas said in his speech. So I think that these radical reforms within the EU have been pushed by Trump's own agenda of America first. And Maas says, okay, America first, if that's the case for you guys, then it's Europe first. Exclamation mark. That was his new slogan. So I think there is a sea change here. I think this is an exciting moment that Europe is moving. It's moving to support Iran in spite of the sanctions. So I think that this is a very important signal that Maas sent out. And I love the way Merkel said, oh, that's not official government policy. That's just his own opinion. Well, he's the canary in the mine shaft or whatever.
But Mr. Wahlberg, how likely do you see that happening? I mean, are we going to see any action based on this? Because we've been hearing political talk all around, but no action, really.
The EU has announced a support fund for Iran to overcome the sanctions. Is it $100 million? Something, I don't have the exact figure. $50 million.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's not peanuts. It's not huge, but it's an important signal. And the U.S. reacted very angrily to this, as if, how dare you? So I think that is maybe these little symbols are often the things to look for. So I'm optimistic about this and about Iran's relations with the EU and about the EU finally being pushed to make its own way in the world. But of course, the first thing you should do, it's an occupied country, the EU. Why they haven't kicked out the American troops yet I mean, then they're paying for them. That would be a wonderful signal. Of course, that would be the collapse of NATO. I guess they don't kick the troops out because of NATO. So if they actually broach that, then we would see the real fireworks happening.
So you think that, a very quick note, actually, do you think that we will be seeing a new world order?
A new what, sorry?
World order.
Yes, new world order. That was the term that Taha Mas used. He said, we need a new world order, but one without the U.S. at its center. So I think we've got a very strong voice speaking from the strongest country in the EU. I think we can pay attention to that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Erik Ho Wahlberg, author and journalist, joining us live with his take on the recent developments in Europe regarding distancing themselves from the United States. Moving on.